I can do it here, huh?
Yeah, man. We're back. It's the captain's log. Steve Trevino. No, I can't do it.
Trevino.
Trevino. I'm just going to say Trevino like a white guy.
Trevino.
I'm so white anyway. Like, I don't have any tongue roll.
So how do I do it on mine?
So you're going to go like this.
And, refresh.
And yeah, when you scroll down and then scroll back up and see us. But thanks for joining me, man. The captain's log. Now, have you been on the show? Have we done this?
Well, no, I've been a little jealous, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Every time I come into town, you're like, Steve, I can't make it. I got this going on. And then, like, literally the next week, you'll have, like, Eric Griffin. And I'm like, oh, because I'm not on Workaholics.
No, stop. Yeah. That's not what it, you know what it is?
But no, okay. We've been friends a long time.
We have been friends a long time. But I'll tell you why. Because you're so professional. The truth is, I don't have to babysit you. So it's like a great weekend for me to understand, like, Steve's got it all under control. He's like a pro. He's going to knock it out of the park.
Well, and so we are in, I gotta put mine up now.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah, tell them. Tell your peeps.
So there, I think we did it.
Good.
Awesome.
You're live. You can put it away. Tell
them. Well, no, I'm one of those guys that I know that, number one, this is, I take it like a job.
Right.
It's my job.
Yeah.
Is it what I love to do? I love to do it. I love to be on stage. But at the end of the day, this is my job.
Correct.
And I have to, you know, some guys, I mean, because I did it too, right? When I worked at the comedy club,
yeah,
I would have to pick up the comics.
Sure.
It was a nightmare.
Why? I mean, because you, like 30% of the time they're on time?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? And you're knocking, I mean, sometimes you're knocking on the door. And then they give you the, oh, yeah, man.
I'm on my way. Yeah. I'll be right down.
I'll be down in a minute.
Yeah.
And I would just sit in the lobby. And then I would get yelled at by the radio stations because, you know what I mean? And
your
I
was like. Story of my life every day.
I'm like, no, it's not me.
Every day.
I was there. I was trying to wake him up.
I can't tell you. You know the message I sent you? Hey, you want me to get you a coffee? By the way, where's your coffee?
It's in the back. It's in the back.
Hey, you want me to get you a coffee? I'm going to get. That message literally is like my cue to figure out if they're gonna make it. I'm like, it's worth it for me to get a coffee, breakfast, friggin'
whatever they want.
Whatever they
But
need.
Let me know you're up.
Let me know that you're gonna make it today.
Well, and you know, a lot of comics too, they I don't wanna do radio and I don't want, I'm like, look, man, it's part of our job.
Yeah.
You know, I remember listening to an interview with Chris Rock where Chris Rock goes, he was talking to a comedian. The comedian goes, man, I want to get to the point where I don't have to tour. And Chris Rock's like, well, then don't be a comedian.
Right.
Because it's what we do.
Yeah, who wants to be like a rock star and not play?
It's part of our life. I mean,
right?
You know, it's like, that's how I make my money.
Yeah.
You know, even Chris Rock still tours, so.
I agree with that 100%. But I also feel like there's like this new movement thing where everyone's like, oh, I just want to work on Friday and Saturday. Oh, right. So you just want the club to go out of business. Like, right. 2 days a week, the club is going to be busy?
Well, and I always laugh when I hear these, you know, like a new club will pop up and these young comics will be like, they are paying
so
much money.
Oh, and I'm like,
why don't you tell them
that they're going to be gone in 6 months?
Right. Do you want them here forever?
Right.
Or do you want to get money right now?
Correct.
You know, so they have this attitude of like, oh, just go in there and get the money. It's like, well, they're going to go out of business. So
yeah, that's not how it works. Exactly.
I'd rather have constant work forever.
Well, again, that goes back to the reason why when you're like, hey, you say if I'm going out of town or if I'm not available that week, like, I know certain weeks that I have to freaking be there.
Right.
And like
babysit.
I have to do 100 more things than I would do.
And then I have friends that tell me, I love comedy. I should be a comedy club manager. And I'm like, you don't even know what you're getting into.
Oh, it's like being a fishing guide. Like to fish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about taking a moron fishing every single day of your life? Right. You'll hate it.
You're going to hate it. And not only that, every week is completely different.
Every week.
You're managing a different comedian every single week.
And the audience.
Dude, I got to the hotel at the Punchline in San Francisco. And the guy at the hotel was like, hey, here's a bottle of 1941 that somebody left for you. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, it's Marlon Wayans left you a bottle of 1941, right?
Yeah.
It's called? And I show up at the club and I'm like, man, Marlon Wayans left me a bottle of 1941. They're like, really?
Because we paid for it.
Because we had to buy.
we had to buy one every night.
Every night.
Oh, just so you know how nice of him that was, is that after every show, every night they bought one of those.
Yep. Yeah. That's what they told us. They go, every night we had to buy him a bottle of this.
Yeah.
And then he just left it at the hotel for you.
And I'm like, hey, you drank the whole bottle? Because
tonight.
If not, I'll just go to the hotel. pick it up and I'll bring it back to your green room and you can drink the other quarter of it that you drank.
Well, and, you know,
no, it doesn't work like that.
And, you know, look, man, we've been blessed and things are moving forward in my career. And my agents and managers, they're like, what do you want in your green room?
Right.
What's your writer? And I'm like, I don't need anything.
Yeah. Well, you're a man.
And if I want something, there's a full bar at every comedy club I work at.
Right.
I'll just get it.
Yeah. I think a lot of the writers really, aren't they just cookie cutters? Like, they just say, oh, we have one from, they're not going to rewrite someone's whole new.
Somebody told me that somebody asked for a German Shepherd puppy.
Really?
And they were like, well, we just.
At every show or just one?
No, every show. They want a new puppy. Yeah, a new puppy, right? Well, no, I remember, dude, you know, used to have the condo. Not even, okay, first of all, it wasn't even a condo.
Right.
It was somebody's house.
Yeah.
Like it was Brian's house. It was huge.
It was.
Right, it was a full-on house. Like, and Brian would be like, hey, stay at the house.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Back of the house was the and I love to fish, right?
Yeah.
So the dock was back there.
That's right.
And I fish all night. And so anyway, I get there, and there's like three pairs of Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And you know who wanted those.
Yeah. Well, I told that story before. The thing about it is it's not like a one pair for the four shows or five shows or six shows.
Every show.
It's a different pair every show.
So Eddie,
like,
Eddie
what
Griffin,
are you doing with those?
Eddie Griffin wanted or wants a different pair of white on white Air Force Ones for every single show.
Yeah, every show. One time, funniest thing.
And he just left them behind.
I had them in September, and it was back to school. And they only make so many. I didn't know this because it's not like the hottest new shoe. They only make so many Air Force Ones.
Nobody wants these shoes.
Yeah. Right. And so they get like X amount, and then they're like, oh, they're not making Air Force Ones again for like 9 months.
Right.
This is back to school.
Yeah, Chinese people are tired.
So I didn't know this, right? So what they do is, they ship them all out. When they're gone, they're gone. So you have to wait till the next year.
Shipment or whatever, right.
So I said, Eddie, and he goes, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. I know. I'm like, oh, all right. So he goes, well, let's go to the store and we'll pick out something together. Right?
Like a date.
Yeah, no. So we go to the mall. We go in Foot Locker and he picks out a pair of shoes that are $15 cheaper than the Air Force Ones.
He wants a $15.
Dude, he took the 15.
No.
Yeah, he got the... He not only... he didn't take the 15. He goes, damn, you thought you were getting away $15 cheaper. Yo, throw some socks in. Throw some socks in.
No.
He got the socks... Yeah.
No.
He added the socks in until it got to the same price, bro.
Oh, my God.
And I just died. I was like, I should totally record this, but it was like...
That's unbelievable.
I know.
It's unreal to me.
But it happens.
Because, I'm very blue collar.
Yeah,
you know, I
totally.
Grew up,
right.
You know, my dad is a welder, pipe fitter.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was always like, hey, man, work hard, you know. And so, to me, that's just unheard of.
But he knew already how much it were and how much he was going to spend.
You owe me $15.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you thought you were getting away. He said those words. You thought you were getting away $15 cheaper.
Unbelievable.
throw in some socks. I died, dude. I just love the fact that he did that so I could...
I couldn't do it.
I've told the story a few times. It's a legit 100% true.
I'm the kind of guy that, like, you know, because, you know, sometimes I do the theater shows.
Yeah.
And if I know that I have friends and family coming, I'll ask for a bottle of Crown.
Yeah.
Right? I have friends and family coming.
Now you ask for a bottle of Captain Brian's vodka or rum or gin.
Right. Well, my wife would probably love your vodka. I'm not a vodka guy myself.
Okay.
I asked for a bottle of Crown, right?
Yeah.
But I'm the kind of guy that I've been gone back there and it's not there, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be like, wait a minute.
Right, right. No, oh, no.
Where the hell's my bottle of Crown?
The whole show's got to stop.
Right.
So,
I'm not going on
Eddie
stage.
Eddie Griffin goes, I said to Eddie, I go, Eddie, you can't smoke on stage anymore. They just changed the rules. He goes, oh, okay, Captain. Eddie Griffin, no Smokey. Eddie Griffin, no Showy.
Right.
And so,
no.
And so, he was dead serious. Dude, dead serious. So, I literally had to have the fire marshal at the show stand outside while he smoked. He said it was a prop on stage. The new contract that I just did, I'm trying to bring him back in April right now.
Right.
I haven't had him in a few years. I haven't had him in like 3 years. I'm trying to bring him back in April. It says Eddie Griffin must smoke on stage or else there's no show.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Chappelle does that. Well, and isn't there, there's a...
He must be able to smoke on stage on his no show.
But there's a law, right, where it's like a prop, right?
And well, that's what he says.
On stage.
So I'm going with the prop.
Yeah, on stage, you're allowed to almost do anything as art, right? And the cigarette is part of that.
Right. It's not like the whole audience is token up. It's just the guy on the show.
Right.
It's doing it.
I want to see I'm looking at my phone. I want to see if it's coming out on my deal.
Yeah, it's got it. It must be, no?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, if you're watching on Steve's channel right now on his Facebook, because we're live, Steve Trevino, my guest on the Captain's Log, say hi, leave a message below, and let us know.
It's working.
It's working. Yeah. It's working. We're good. Yeah. Yes.
It's also 747
100%.
In Texas.
Yeah, right? Of course. But I bet... By the time this... Okay, so I'm going to send out an email for people to watch it. By the time the weekend ends, I bet we hit 35,000. Maybe 50.
Wow.
What do you think?
That's awesome. I think that's great.
Maybe
that's
50. Awesome. I'll go for 50.
You know, because I follow you on Facebook, so I'll be like... I mean, last week you had my friend Vicky Barbalak.
She's a doll.
Love. But, you know, I'll see like all your little episodes.
Thanks, buddy.
I hate when I say your little episode. It's like when people come up to me and go, oh, your little show?
I like you. Tell me a joke, funny man.
Yeah, you do
your
little
dance.
Show. My little show, it's my life. It's what I do for a living.
Oh, I get it all day. I get it all day. But I actually... Because I've been doing it now steady for like almost a year, I like when people say that they see the show, no matter what. Even if they hate it, I don't care. They see
it. Check it out, right.
Yeah, you watch it.
Well, look, the idea of a captain's log is awesome, right?
It's funny.
Well, no, it's
not cheesy?
No, well, I remember when you first booked me years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you know, Captain Brian's Restaurant. I'm like, oh, that's a cool name for a restaurant. And you get there and you're like, oh, it's an awesome restaurant. And then I'm like, hey, Brian. You're like, no, it's actually Captain Brian. I'm like, no. Like, what do you mean you're like a real captain?
That helped me in the industry, I think, because calling L.A. and being like, hey, it's Captain Brian. They're like,
what is this dude doing,
right?
Oh, the captain is calling. Hold on.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking to myself, like, there's no way you're a real captain. Then you started to explain to me, like, no, I'm a boat captain.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's like, you're for real.
Right.
Captain Brian.
But we haven't fished in... I mean, we fished twice, right?
I fished with you one time.
One time.
And then you set me up with Captain Buddy.
Okay.
And Captain Buddy took me out fishing, and I caught the biggest jewfish I've ever caught
in my life. Oh, yeah. He's a king of one of those.
It's unbelievable.
That is awesome.
500 pounds or whatever. It was huge.
You see those videos on Instagram of them hooking him on the docks
now? It's unbelievable.
Now? Yeah, that was you. So, we should have videoed that.
Yeah, right? He took like a hard head, cut the barbs off.
Yeah.
And then sent it down, and he was like, just hang on. And then sure enough,
it just takes you.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it takes you.
Which, by the way, anybody watching, I love to fish. Let's go Saturday morning. Take me out.
Hey, guys, you watch the Captain's Log. I'm heading out of town tomorrow because I have to be at some birthday party or something in Las Vegas.
Sorry about your life,
I know.
Brian.
I need somebody to DM me because Steve wants to go fishing. He's a pretty good fisherman, so you better bring your A game because he wants to put it on him. You want to bring fish home to eat, though, yeah? Or do you just want to catch and release?
I catch and release, but we always keep one or two because your restaurant always
we'll cook it.
We'll cook it up for
you.
Yeah,
we'll cook it for you.
Freaking awesome, so, right? I think I caught a snook here for the first time.
Yeah,
I mean,
redfish,
you know, well,
snapper.
Growing up, you know, we were catching redfish. We catch redfish, speckled trout, you know, those are the fish that and black drum, you know, but out here you get the snapper, you get the snooks, which are like,
you get snook, tarpon,
redfish on steroids.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the tarpon are unbelievable to catch, you know, so, you know, it's nice to come out and catch different things than what I'm used to,
which is always fun.
Yeah.
Did you bring any gear or no?
No gear.
You don't need it. Well, make sure you guys have enough gear for Steve. He's coming. And anyway, I have plenty of rods. So I'll hook you up if they...
in Colorado in April. Well, thank you so much, John. Man, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Come do it. You can't miss the hysterical show. How long have we been working together now?
Well, what's funny is, remember Gary Mankey?
I do.
Gary was the one that was booking me back in the day when... And again...
Have you seen him lately?
I haven't seen him in forever.
I haven't either.
I just remember one night because, you know, obviously, you know... So Brian would put us up in a house and... Next door was his parents' house, and his parents had a pool. So your parents were out of town, and we thought Gary had died.
Right? Every day, I think Gary might die. There's not a doubt.
Dude, it was one of those that nights could happen. Where everybody was like, where's Gary?
Yeah.
We had been drinking, partying. Right. And it was like, I don't know, man. And then somebody goes, he's in the pool next door.
Oh, my God.
So when we got there, he was passed out in a tube.
Oh, my God.
Just floating in the middle of the pool. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's dead. We're like,
that had to be a sight for sore eyes, too. Oh, yeah. My God.
It's like 5 a.m, right? Like,
that's
he's
so
dead.
Funny.
So then, of course, the next morning, he's up at like 9 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't quit.
Making coffee.
No way. Does not quit. It's like... It's like he bounces back, dude. I don't get it.
So that's how long I've known you. And then...
If we called Minky... Well, it's 9 o'clock. If I call him at 6 up. O'clock in the morning...
He's up.
He's like, hey, Cap, what's up? Doing radio. I'm like...
He's been 60 since I met him. Like, he's one of those dudes.
He is.
I met him 20 years ago. Yeah. He was 60.
That is so funny.
If I saw him
funny.
Today, he's 60.
That is hysterical.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that's how long I've known you. And then 1 year... was the first time I ever brought my wife because you had me here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then you had me over at your home.
Yeah, we had Thanksgiving at the house.
Dude, I will never forget.
That was great.
That was so nice of your family to be like, come on, which, by the way, your parents are like, they're like a cartoon version of like a 50-year married couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, that's exactly what they are.
Right.
But you know, I've got to know your family, you know, you over the years. It's just been... It's been great coming down to Southwest Florida and having the opportunity to fish, to hang out, to do the show in a club that's not your typical comedy club.
Right. Right. And I think that we've kind of expanded now to, we used to be like 50% comedy, 50% restaurant. Now it's more like 90% comedy and 10% restaurant. I mean, on the off times.
Right.
Everybody eats, which is always so great that people come and they eat.
Have a nice
at the
dinner,
show,
right?
Because then it's like a whole night out. It's not just like, let's go get some laughs.
Right, let's drink a beer and have a laugh.
Yeah, so they stay. So then they keep coming back. That's, I think, what has helped us so much is that they can just do it whenever. Even if they're hungry and they want to laugh, they can do it.
Well, you know my friends, Rich and Kathy, who come down here all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, Steve, we love the food there.
Yeah.
You know, not only do we like to go to the comedy club, the food's good.
They need to call me. They never text me or anything when they want to come to a show. And I know that they come.
They just pay, right?
Yeah. they have enough money, so that's okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's okay. I need them. Tell them not to call me. Everyone else does that.
But Rich and Kathy, they're class acts like that, right? Like, they're the, you know, and that's why we get along with them. They're working class Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And which, by the way... Dude, if there's more, what do you think there's more in Florida? Steelers fans or Patriots fans?
Dude,
it's
don't
both.
Know.
I think it's definitely both.
I'm from New England, probably my side, I'd say Patriots because a lot of people around me are New England fans. But, like, imagine being in Pittsburgh right now or freaking somewhere where it's like 3 degrees.
Oh,
like
no, I'm not.
Boston right now? No, Boston, I'm 3 degrees when I told you this morning.
Yeah, but Boston people don't care.
Yeah.
They're out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been there I was in Chicago, I've been in Boston, you know, being a Texas guy, I'm like, there's no way these people are going out.
Right, I know.
Like, it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
But they don't care, they're out there with their shovels, getting the day going.
Yeah, when it's 40 out, they literally, when I was in Boston, back in college, when it was like 45 or 50, and if it was sunny... You crank down the windows and act like you're freaking,
it's
a beach day.
Yeah, yeah.
You go
nuts. Put my flip-flops on.
Yeah. And you act like it's something special.
Right.
And now I'm like, it's 40 degrees out. It's freezing.
This is miserable.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. What's wrong with this place?
So I guess it just depends, like, what you're used to, because who would do that today? God,
yeah, no.
Damn.
Well, and Florida's one of those places, too, where it's literally thunderstorming. And people that don't know are like, well, the day's done. I'm like, no, give it 10.
Yeah, no, it's coming back in 5.
Give it 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Sun will be out. Everything will be dry again.
Right. What time is it? Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Yeah. By 4:15, everything's gone.
It's
going to
be dry.
You won't even know.
You won't even know. It freaking rained. And the storm pushes through, right?
I know.
It's so nice to be here, man. I love coming to your club. And
I appreciate that.
Hanging out.
We love having you because, again, like, first of all, everybody that comes... gets one hell of a show. That's the other thing. Like, you have some people that can't sell a ticket, and that's great. You have some people that can sell out every show.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the clubs want a show that's funny.
Right, people enjoy.
They want the show that people are gonna love. Whether
I remember I just put out Relatable on Netflix, and I performed at your club, and you were like, Steve, you're gonna blow up.
Yeah.
You were like, Steve, this is, and I was like, in my head I was like, well, thanks, but I haven't.
Right.
And I can't wait for it to happen. Yeah. But you were like, no.
It's gonna
trust
happen.
Me, I'm telling you it's gonna happen. And then sure enough, man, people caught on to the video memes and the clips,
right.
and now we're on the next special after that called Till Death, which my wife and I produced ourselves. But it's just been cool to see like the growth, in markets and people, fans, right?
It's all
You were booking me before I had fans. You were just like, Steve's funny, I'll bring him in.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, you can't deny funny. It doesn't matter if people know you or not. If that is funny, especially with the internet now, that's how you become so successful, I think. Like, when you put something out that's funny, that's undeniable. It doesn't matter if I tell the joke or you tell the joke. If it's a funny damn joke that whoever told wrote it, that's what people are going to laugh at.
My favorite.
They don't laugh harder because... Right. Some famous dude told it.
No, what's great to me is comics will call me and they're like, Steve, how do you do it? What's the deal, man? What's with the video? How do you do it? I put out a video meme. I'm like, well, maybe I'm funny. Like, maybe I'm good.
Maybe somebody laughed. Yeah.
Maybe my stuff's good enough to share.
Right.
And then now you're mad at me because nobody's sharing your stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Kyle White, what's up, my man?
Hey, Kyle, what's going on?
But it's like, I can't tell you how many comics call me and go, what's the secret? I'm like, I don't know, I'm funny.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the funny is, the secret is I told a joke that actually people laughed at.
That people like, right?
Yeah.
You can put the meme all you want, but if they don't like it.
Exactly.
It's not good.
And people don't share everything. To get people to share stuff is like, it's a work of art right now.
Yeah, well, really. I was just seeing this thing about, on the news about the secret.
Hey, Biggs, what's up, buddy? We're pulling in right now.
All these advertisers wanting to, what's the secret to going viral? And they're like, we'd love to know that.
Yeah, there's no secret.
Right.
The secret is that people have to enjoy what they want. Have to give a shit enough to put it on their page.
And I'm
everybody
a snob
sees it.
When it comes to the video sharing,
yeah.
If it comes up on my page, on my feed a couple times, I ignore it.
You do?
But then, 10 times later, I'm like, all right. Like,
you gotta...
now I got to see.
Yeah, you got to see why is everyone watching this. Yeah.
Like, the Linda thing, I was so far on the behind on the train, because I was like, what's this little boy? I'm not interested.
Right.
And then people started, saying, all right. Yeah.
Let me check out what it's all about.
Let me see what it's all about, right.
Well, guys, you're going to see what it's all about. See Steve at Off the Hook Comedy Club this weekend. I'm Captain Brian. This is the Captain's Log. Steve Trevino, buddy, we got to do this again.
Thanks for having me.
I love you, man. All right, thanks, guys. Be out.